Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
Part of your community, part of your morning.
Star 102.5.
So the story was making rounds today, but you had, of course, opening day of baseball yesterday, and Cubs center fielder Ian Happ led off the season with a home run, first pitch. And there was a reporter who had, prior to the game, promised that if he led off the game with a homer, he would jump into Lake Michigan, which is not exactly warm, right?
No, so. No, it's not.
And, of course,
he went through with it.
He had to do it.
Uh-huh.
Or he did it anyway. I guess he didn't have to do it, but he lived up to his word and did it.
Right.
Just curious if your mouth ever got you, did your big mouth ever get you in a situation like this?
Promising something like along those lines,
yes,
and be like, well, if you do this, I'll do that.
Making a promise thinking you would never have to back it up.
Yep.
Right.
280-1025.
Because I think that when he made that bet, that was probably, I would assume, a safe bet. It hadn't happened in many, many a year.
And the odds of any one guy hitting a home run, pretty low.
Yes. And it's opening day. There's still, people are still a little rusty. I would have made that bet, too. I'll jump at Lake Michigan. Sure. No problem. Whatever.
Okay.
First pitch out. Boom.
I do try to not say things like that because I always feel like it's, I don't want to bag it
chance,
up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No,
you have to
do it. But we are curious if you've had to.
Yes.
Your big mouth got you into trouble. You promised something you never thought. You actually have to back it up. All right, John, what was the bet?
The bet was if he would shave his head, I would shave my head.
You said you would because you didn't think he would ever do it?
No, because he had a pretty head of hair.
You okay? And he must have done it then?
He did do it, and I came in the room, and he was bald, and I said, oh, my Lord, I have to do it, and we shaved my head bald.
Now, was there as much destruction on your head as there was on his, meaning was there hair there already?
Yes, I was already a little white on top, so it wasn't as bad for me,
mm-hmm.
But for him, it was a pretty big deal.
Now, did you let it grow back?
Yeah, it never grew back the same ever again.
I hear you. John, I'm with you.
That's awesome. Thanks, John. You have a great day.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Bye.
Karina, this wasn't you, but it was who?
It was actually a coach of mine when I was on a 10 and under tournament team.
Mm-hmm.
He said that if we won the state tournament, that he would shave his head.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a very long game, back and forth. We weren't sure we were going to win. We ended up pulling out in the very end and ended up winning. So he sat on home plate with the chair. We got the clippers out and shaved his head.
See, now, did he have a nice lock of hair, you know, nice head of hair? Or
He did. Yeah, okay. He did.
And how old was he?
He was probably mid-40s.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
See, now in college, I was coaching the Delta Gamma flag football team. They hadn't won a game in many years. And I was like, all right, I'm going to coach these girls. And I was like, fine. If you win, I'll buy you a keg.
Mm-hmm.
Because two other teams didn't show up. They kept advancing in the playoffs. And then in the championship game, somehow we just fell on the ball in the end zone and won 6-0. And they were all chasing keg.
And you had no money.
To this day, I will still avoid them at Drake Relays due to the fact that they're still asking. I won't even buy a beer. I don't have $60 at the time.
So you welched out.
I'm still welching out. Absolutely.
Wow. Thank you, Karina. You have a great day. Bye.
Thank you, too.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Star, winner 2.5.